parties, Perky Pumpkin parties, things there may be for the kids and the big kids alike. 8:24 now, 60 degrees. We welcome Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin into the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Loving this cool weather.
It's beautiful.
Feeling
beautiful.
Like fall.
Yes.
And gearing up for a lot of what are normal appropriations to see on a long Fairhope City Council agenda last night. 39 items over 5 pages.
Yes.
But that's because after the budget passage, these things are very customary. Are there any in particular you'd like to highlight for us on that?
I think.
And I'm going to ask you to scoot up a little bit to that microphone.
Yeah, there were, you know, most of it, like you said, we're just passing the budget and our charitable donations. We had some in-kind donations as well that were not actually checks written out, but I guess one of the things that was interesting that we talked about was the agreement with Emerald Coast, which is the collection agency that we use for our recyclables, and the community can understand that we are going to continue to collect our recyclables until we can come up with a better solution. You know, we were getting paid at one point for our recyclables, and now we've gone from getting paid to paying $15 for per ton. And
for them to pick it up.
For them to
it, yeah.
No.
You
That's
deliver.
The thing. We deliver it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jack was telling
me
that.
So it's like two kicks in the butt, you know?
Right.
So we went from getting paid to now having to pay and deliver it, you know, and making sure that the source selections are appropriate for them to accept our delivery.
So was that temporary contract approved last night while you look for something else?
Yeah, we approved the contract. We have a plan majeure in there to where if we want to get out of it, we can. So we do not have to use them, but if we do, they will accept us as far as the contract is concerned. I think we established that contract all the way through 2023. We changed the amended that on the...
Okay.
Yeah, it was for 60 days, and because of the majeure, decided to go ahead and extend that contract to 2023. Yes, it's just a clause in the contract saying that that you know if we want to use someone
and
else
out.
Or
okay.
or not use them, then we can get out.
Perfect.
So
I learned a new word today.
Yes, French.
How about that?
Yeah, it's one of those lawyer words.
Okay. And what else on, like I said, so much of it were appropriations or buying trucks and budgeted items. Well, tell me again, what was the number 7, final adoption of a code of ordinances concerning committee members?
Well, that was, so that was for traffic. Streets and Traffic Committee,
mm-hmm.
and if I remember correctly, I have it here. It's very small, but Streets and Traffic Committee. We has a couple of positions that are on that committee that are no longer existent in the city, we changed the wording as far as who is committed to that committee, as far as people personnel wise.
I see. Okay.
Yes, that's okay. not much to that. Yeah.
And I was interested in another one, the resolution concerning the roundabout at County Road 32 and 13. So
how exciting.
That I know, that's
how
like finally coming together. That's
yes.
where the county does most of the work, and y'all do the beautification.
Aldott in the county.
Okay.
Yep, Aldott in the county. Have, they're going to do most of that work. And we'll do the pavers and the planting and the irrigation. They will actually do the infrastructure for the irrigation, and then we will maintain it through our Public Works and Water Department for our flowering, and we'll make it look all pretty once they finish all the construction. And
mm-hmm.
they also have put in that contract that they will maintenance that road as well, which
Good.
Is huge.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, that's
nice.
Huge. Yeah, so we're excited about that. And traffic-wise, we're really excited about it.
I have been blown away, speaking of traffic, at the number of vehicles passing through little streets in our little town. James with Fairhope Times posted an article about the most recent traffic committee meeting.
Yeah.
And how folks were requesting speed bumps. So the city did a traffic study, and it said 5,648 vehicles passed through Mershon between Morphy and Nichols in a 2-week period.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So, you know,
wow.
Well, you know, one of our arteries, which is Magnolia, that goes down to the pier, we've been shut down, Church, Magnolia, that whole little area through the construction of our infrastructure. So that kind of detours people a lot. And it was something that we actually talked about last night, along with our growing engagement of population. You know, we got people coming in here all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Once these streets open up, I think that will get better, and some of our major arteries, Twin Beach is closed as well, you know, so that reroutes people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of rerouting.
Do we have a timeline on the Twin Beach?
Twin Beach hopefully is done today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping. I saw them out there this morning. It looks like it's clearing up. And from last night, Richard says sometime between today and tomorrow, we're hoping at the most this week. You know?
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So we're excited about that. It's time.
Do you know, were you in on any discussion concerning an alternative to speed bumps called pinch points?
I did not speak to Richard about that.
Okay. Well, you weren't on the traffic committee, I don't think.
No, but. I'm not on the traffic committee.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that's more for the kids. I'm not sure exactly what type of mechanical device that is as far as the pinch bump is concerned. You know, we have the breakers, the bumps, the brick pavers in our neighborhood. You know, they work really well.
Okay.
You know, because the kids were flying through Summer Lake. It's where I am.
Right.
That was a corridor between Twin Beach and Manly, a cut through. So
I was just extremely surprised at the traffic number count here in these studies. Chief Hollinghead did another study on North Ingleside and found 13,726 vehicles passing through in a 2-week period.
Yeah.
95% of them going under 36 miles an hour.
Well,
but still, the speed limit, the median speed was 27. So, interesting.
Still not good.
Okay.
Yeah. Still speeding.
That's right. Anything else from last night that may have come up on the side, or I know on the work session is where a lot of discussion, is made before the meeting actually occurs. And I don't believe I have the work session printed out.
I'm going to just kind of thumb through here.
And while you are, I'll just remind folks that you're listening to WABF 1480. It is 8:31 and 60 degrees. And the other voice is our esteemed councilman, Corey Martin, in for Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan this morning, as Fairhope City Council met last night in regular session. So while you're looking for that, one of the big topics, of course, is growth. And we have the comprehensive plan land use meetings. We're having a couple of meetings a month for several months in order for residents to be able to pick and choose and be involved. I haven't attended one of these yet, but I will. And one thing I like about them is how the city has scheduled them at various dates and times. And of course, they're called neighborhood meetings, but you don't have to live in that neighborhood.
You do not have to live in
that neighborhood.
You just
go to the one that is most convenient to you.
That's exactly correct. That is exactly correct.
So anything else from last night you want to mention?
There was not much. I think we're going to consult. One of the bigger things that we talked about last night was consulting an engineering firm to kind of help with our planning development as far as the drainage is concerned. They would do most of the drainage studies that we have that kind of gives our guys the opportunity to do other paperwork to kind of push things along in a more efficient manner. We got so much development coming in town, Lori, that you know, these guys, we're down a guy in that department and they're literally drowning, you know. On that planning and zoning committee.
Yeah, Jack mentioned
the department.
That we needed someone else in the planning department.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so we're going to do Neil and Schaefer is the engineering service, and we're going to let the mayor negotiate that contract. We ordained that last night.
What price range?
You know, $40,000 is not to exceed is our number. And
for what period of time?
A year. 1 year.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable. That's less than a salary you're going to get, more than likely.
Hopefully they'll give us some good rates, you know, their fee rates, their schedule fees, you know. So we're crossing our fingers on that. But we think the mayor can do a good job of coming up with a negotiation on that.
Of course she can. Yes. And, you know, the employment is an issue, which is why incentives have been passed.
Yes.
You even got referral bonuses.
Yes.
Merits. To recruit people to come work for the city of Fairhope.
Yes.
But it's not a Fairhope problem. It's everywhere.
This is an everywhere problem, you know. It's something that we talk about, and we have some multiple occupancy projects that are coming up for people to sustain here in Fairhope, where, you know, a lot of our people actually live in Daphne. You know, you go to talk to people, you get to know them, and you find out that they live outside of the city, but they work in the city. So that's something that we're looking at as well, trying to find a workplace for people to actually live here in Fairhope and sustain a life here in Fairhope. They don't have to travel outside of the city. And that kind of helps people stay in town. You know, if you live in the community, you go to work in the community, it helps you stay here and it helps you keep a job.
Have you checked rent prices and house prices lately, Corey?
That's right. That's why we're talking about it.
I live here because I bought a long time ago.
Right. So, you know, so it's a capitalistic world, you know, so can't be mad about that. But we'll keep praying to see what we can do.
Well, it's one of those catch-22s,
yes.
You know, growth, because you want economic growth and sustainability, but
yes.
At the same time, we want the small town charm.
Yes.
While you were looking on your phone, I had started to talk about the comprehensive plan meetings. Tell us what you think about that process so far, and do you think the city leaders will walk away and take note that most of us say, stop all this crazy growth, we don't want this much growth?
I'm hoping. I think we always listen, you know. There has been some talk in the past about slowing down a little bit on the growth and development by putting a moratorium on the growth for a little bit. Now, that's just some talk in the air. There's nothing official, but it has come up because, you know, we can only do so much, you know, and we don't want to outgrow our infrastructure. We're putting millions of dollars in our infrastructure right now, and yet we're still developing. At some point, we'll have to make that equation balance at some point, just logically thinking. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
But like Jack Burrell and I were talking yesterday, as a council member, you have no choice but to approve a development when all ordinances are being followed, when they've done everything the city requires them to do.
Yeah, unless you put a moratorium on.
Right.
Yeah, so. That's the only answer. And, you know, and that's been kicked around for a lot, you know, for many months, many years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, you know, something that we could think about.
But it's just that possibility kickabout.
Right? That's right. Okay. That's exactly right.
And that's one thing the comprehensive land use plan meetings will do, is get more people. And when I interviewed the mayor and I said, but this plan, it's more of a guideline. It really doesn't have any teeth in it, does it? She said, well, it could. The feedback could result in some of those changes.
As we all know, the more information you have, the better you can make a sound decision. The more knowledge you have, the better decisions you can make. You know, this is something that we know over the years. So they're doing a lot of feasibility studies to let us know what we do have, what we need, what it could look like financially, and the burden that it has on our infrastructure. So the engineer groups that we have, they give us a lot of information, you know. So we'll use that information and make a wise decision.
Okay. Any news on the working waterfront development? Any news on that yet?
We have passed the resolution to allow them to start a 30% design.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good news, and we'll go from there. So that's where we are on that. So at least we're designing now.
At one point,
we weren't moving at all.
Well, waiting
and we're on
that
a timeline.
ADA, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and we're on a timeline, you know, with this grant money.
That's
right. We have to use that money before a particular date. And so, you know, we have to make decisions, and we have to be, you know, very fluid about the decisions that we're making.
I think the public, though, was grateful that the pause button was pushed by Mayor Sherry Sullivan, got more input, and did what you can do to save our bluffs and not disturb as much as possible the essence of what we already
have. That's exactly right. Good. And we're listening.
Good.
Yeah, we're listening to the people.
So, it's just been over a year now that you were elected to the city council, correct?
Yeah,
August 24th, I think it was.
Yeah, it's flying.
I know. How does it feel? Are you getting comfortable, or are you enjoying it?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. You know, I think we have a good council. I think we got a good group of people. I think it's a little different from past experiences, you know, in my opinion. But learning a lot. Getting comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot more to learn, though.
Of course.
Yeah, still growing.
And what kind of community feedback do folks come to you? Corey, man, I got a drainage issue over here.
Oh,
I got
of course.
This. You know,
of course.
What do you hear from your constituents?
Yeah, I hear a lot of wet yards. So infrastructure is still an issue. People still jump out their seats about the SSOs or the sewer spills when we have the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them that we're in the process of budgeting that and getting those things fixed. I take on people to come to me. That's why I'm in this seat. If you have a problem, please call me. You know, I'm open for that, and we'll see what we can do as a council. So I love it.
Very good.
Yes.
It's so glad.
Yes.
Good to have you. Is there anything else that I'm not necessarily in a time crunch? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I think, people could look at the Boys and Girls Club over there on Young Street. I think the mayor's doing a great job with uplifting that area over there. They have a new playground, and they're putting a new garden in. Eventually they will get their drainage problems fixed over there with the underground piping that we have budgeted. So I'm excited about that. The new playground equipment has arrived, and they will be putting it together. So kids will have a brand new playground over there, which is very, very exciting.
That's a gold mine of a facility.
It really is. It really is. It really is. We're excited about the triangle. You know, we got the grant for the triangle.
And tell us a little bit about that. I know we got Gomesa funding from the Governor Ivey. Got about $1 million.
Yeah, big time.
Daphne got $4 million, by the way,
for their
waterfront.
They did.
We're
not compared. Right. We're not keeping up.
So what are we going to do with that million? Was it walking trails and some beautification, but yet keep it natural too?
We're going to keep it natural. We're going to keep it as natural as possible. You know, the Fairhope Environmental Advisory Board has some very smart people on there and as a committee that advises us. And we make the final decision, of course, as a council. But from some of the studies that they've done, they find that the trail can be kept natural and create the trails, the bike trails and the walking trails, without excavating or breaking that ground. We definitely want to keep the trees and the wildlife like it is, and we'll get a management company to kind of facilitate that to make sure that we keep the poly and the longleaf and all those beautiful organisms that we have over there. So we're excited about that. Hopefully have an underground tunnel leading to that. You know, last night we talked about in the work session, coming from the north to the south side, where there'll be a little walkthrough, you know,
underground tunnel. That'll be fun.
Uh-huh. And then there's a roundabout that we possibly get grant money for the MPO. We got to present some information to the MPO to make sure we can get the funds this year instead of next year that were left over as far as the grant money. But we don't report to them until we get that grant money. But that roundabout right there. So we're hopefully
Scenic 98
to start.
And Scenic 98
and 104. Yes. Right. So roundabout, tunnel, triangle, lots of stuff going on. I'm excited. You know, I don't think we've moved like this in a while.
It's
very
nice.
Exciting.
It's amazing what you can do with free money, isn't it? And that's great.
Yeah.
That's actually to my knowledge, that was the first roundabout ever discussed.
It was,
for the city of Fairhope.
Yes.
Back in the Stankowski days and Debbie Quinn days of council. That was the first roundabout there at the Flower Clock.
Right at the Flower Clock.
The first one ever discussed.
Yeah. Malfunction Junction. So that's exciting. I think that'll help with traffic. You know, that we were talking about, because The flow of traffic is important right there, and right now it gets a little congested at times. So we're excited about that. So we have the roundabout at 32 and 13. We're also talking about the roundabout at 104 and Scenic 98.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also the triangle. So what we want to do is coordinate those two pieces together, where we're doing all that at the same time.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So
very nice.
So very exciting. So lots of stuff going on.
A very exciting future.
That's
for
right.
Fairhope and for the council. And
yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And for those that aren't aware, the best thing to do, if you can't attend in person, you can go to the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel at any time. Just Google, or else go to fairhopeal.gov, look in the top right corner, click on YouTube, and you can watch the work sessions.
Yes.
Jack and Sherry try to remind people,
yes,
and I
please.
Try to help. That's where all the discussion goes on. So when you come in and talk for 10 seconds and vote, and people are like, why didn't they even talk about it? Well, they did.
That's the misnomer. The meat is in the work session. We kind of go through that agenda because we only have that hour, and if it's 39 agenda items, then you don't want to spend 30 minutes on each hour. We'll be there all night. So the meat is in the work session. So please, the work sessions are videoed. You can find them on the website, on YouTube, and to follow us, or you can come to the chambers, you know, and listen in. But that's where you get all the meat
that's
of
right.
the conversation and knowledge. But one last thing, I want to congratulate our girls volleyball team, and learned this last night. I think they got to the Elite Eight, which is headed to state championship.
All right.
As far as and then the boys won the regional, as we all
7A
know, in the
football.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Very
right.
Very exciting.
So a lot of good things going on in the community.
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Thank you so much, Corey.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for
thank
your
you
service.
For
and I've been on the council is a service.
So. Yes, it is. Voted for it, and Jack was always so willing to do that service. And people don't know the work that goes into being the council president. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of CEUs or educational hours where he's traveling to the League of Municipalities to get information and make sure he's running the show correctly. So we just want to thank him, and this next meeting we'll vote in the next guy up, and then we'll rotate yearly after that. So we're excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. And any sneak previews? Who's going to throw their hat in the ring?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, I think, you know, it's between Jay and Jimmy at this point, you know, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
I'm going to leave a little suspense.
Okay.
That way people will tune in.
All right. Good.
Very
it's
good.
A next meeting is
next
when
meeting.
We'll find
yes,
out.
Yes, next
okay.
meeting.
Good.
Yep.